You're listening to SBS News.
The sound of bagpipes as a procession leads Queen Elizabeth's coffin out of the Palace of Holyrood House in Edinburgh. From here, the coffin was carried through the streets of Edinburgh to St Giles Cathedral, where it will remain for 24 hours to allow visitors to pay their respects, before it's flown to London ahead of her state funeral next Monday. The Queen's children travelled to Scotland to stand guard by her coffin, which is shrouded in emblems of the Scottish Red Lion, the Three Lions for England, and Harp for Ireland. The siblings stood at the four sides of the oak coffin in the cathedral, joined by four suited members of the Royal Company of Archers, standing guard dressed in long feathered hats and armed with longbows and a quiver of arrows. The sombre march to the cathedral came after King Charles' first address to the Scottish House of Representatives. During his speech to Scotland's Parliament, he offered his thanks for their condolences, promising to serve them wholeheartedly.
I take up my new duties with thankfulness for all that Scotland has given me, with resolve to seek always the welfare of our country and its people, and with wholehearted trust in your goodwill and good counsel as we take forward that task together.
Addressing the British Parliament for the first time as the UK's new monarch, King Charles spoke fondly of his late mother.
My lords and members of the House of Commons, I am deeply grateful for the addresses of condolence by the House of Lords and the House of Commons, which so touchingly encompass what our late sovereign, my beloved mother, the Queen, meant to us all. As Shakespeare says of the earlier Queen Elizabeth, she was a pattern to all princes living.
He went on to praise the Parliament as the living and breathing instrument of Britain's democracy. Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon welcomed the consort with an address celebrating the Queen's long reign over Scotland.
What was obvious then, and on every occasion she graced us with her presence, was the Queen's genuine love of Scotland. Indeed, her first official visit was here in Scotland when she opened the Aberdeen Sailors' Home in October 1944. She was present at so many of our iconic moments. She was also a true and steadfast friend of this Parliament.
A crowd of thousands along Edinburgh's Royal Mile watched the procession of the Queen's coffin. A crowd of thousands along Edinburgh's Royal Mile watched the procession of the Queen's coffin. Others living above street level had a prime vantage point from their homes. A mostly respectful silence was broken by the occasional chant of God Bless the Queen. British mourner Ellen Brennan says the monarch's death has triggered her own memories of grief.
You can't help but think of people that you've lost. I had a mother and a father that were the same age, and I lost them 2 years ago. Lots of other unrelated emotions come out too. I'm very happy to have been here, and I'm happy for her that she died in Scotland, where she loved.
But not everyone attending the procession was there to pay their respects. Scottish police arrested a 22-year-old man for heckling Prince Andrew. The man shouted, "Andrew, you're a sick old man," before members of the crowd jostled with him and police escorted him away.
Disgusting!
Oi, I've done nothing wrong.
The heckler Rory told a journalist from the Holyrood Daily about his motivation.
That powerful men should be allowed to commit sexual crimes and get away with it.
It follows Prince Andrew's settling of a lawsuit brought by a woman who accused him of sexually abusing her when she was 17. He denies her allegations. Police have also moved on a protester in London who held up a sign reading, "Not my king." Mourners have queued for hours outside St Giles Cathedral to pay their respects at the Queen's coffin. It lies on the catafalque inside the cathedral, with the Crown of Scotland at the head towards the front of the coffin. Younger attendees were among those expressing their adoration for Queen Elizabeth's presence throughout their life. 22-year-old Hassan says he travelled from Newcastle to visit the coffin.
It was surreal, to be honest. It was like a deadly silence, but it was a matter of like looming respect in the air at the same time. I feel like I'm young and the Queen's like been there my like entire life. So to be able to get that close to her and pay our respects as well at the same time. It was just an honour to be able to just go into the cathedral and visit and be a part of the funeral.
The Queen's coffin will move on Wednesday to lie in state for 4 days at Westminster Hall until her funeral next Monday. Before the coffin arrives at Westminster, it will make its way from Buckingham Palace through central London, where crowds are already setting up camp to witness the historic event. One Royals fan from Newcastle, Maria Scott, says the reality won't sink in until the Queen is returned home.
When you're looking up at Buckingham Palace, it's hard to imagine that you're never going to see her there again. And I think that's when it'll hit with everybody, because I think everybody's still in shock about it, because you just seen her with the new Prime Minister then a couple of days later, she's gone. And I think that's when it's going to hit home, when she comes back in the procession to Westminster Hall. That's when it's going to hit home with everybody.
Katrina Stirrett, SBS News.